going down.
Thank you, Rob. It's time for the worst. We're complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. 312-981-7200. You can call or text in your worst. We're playing for some good stuff tonight. Lou Malnati's gift certificate and a holiday happiness box featuring Sweet Allie's sweet and savory gluten-free treats. Yes, the panel is here tonight. Kristen Toomey, longtime a veteran now of the worst, but also longtime stand-up comedian in town. Kristen, good to see you.
Hi.
And nice to be here. We have a newbie in the house. I love it. Darren Varell. Darren, an artist, musician, and he's got a new show that we're going to talk about tonight. But Darren, welcome to the worst. Thanks for playing.
Thanks so much for having me.
You have the show Art Will Fix You. It's the artworks of Darren Varell. It's on December 8th and the 9th, coming up here this weekend. It's at the Chicago Publishers Resource Center at 858 North Ashland, both on Friday night. It's going to be the opening reception. And then on Saturday night, the showcase featuring entertainment, including Kristen.
That's correct. It's about 3 years of like mixed media stuff, paintings, graphic design, flyers I've done for bands, concerts, posters, things like that. And just sort of a celebration, you know. It kind of 3 years of my life, and I think that we're going to have this entertainment over here by Kristen Toomey, which is going to really bring the people in for the paintings.
Right.
But we're also going to have entertainment on Saturday from Tom Higginson of the Plain White Tees is
going to
play.
Yeah,
yeah, he'll play about a half an hour set of his music. And then also my brother Eric is going to be performing as well.
Yeah.
Family affair. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. We'll talk about that throughout the hour. But right now, let's get to the worst. 312-981-7200. And we start the worst like we do every week with Pete Zimmerman. Pete!
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Show-offs at the public ice rink. We get it. You played hockey in high school. You can go backwards.
My favorite is the people who did ice skating and they're practicing. Like, oh, I remember how I used to do a triple. Let me try it again. And they're like, oh, I screwed it up. Let me try it again. Oh, I screwed it up. Let me try it again.
Yeah.
Knock it off.
Insufferable.
Go in circles.
Right. Just hug the board.
Hug the board. like a normal person.
You know, how dare you when you see little kids falling and hurting themselves, you just silhouetting around or, I don't know, pirouetting. Wedding around.
It feels so good.
What are the terms?
Tights.
What are the terms? Tanya Harding. You're just Tanya Harding around.
Triple axel.
Triple axel. That was the big one in The Edge or whatever that movie.
Cutting Edge. That's great.
D.B. Sweeney.
D.B. Sweeney.
Yeah. All right.
There you go.
That's the worst.
That's the worst. I don't know. I would say I might say that's the best.
D.B. Sweeney.
I know.
Come on.
No, I like that. I like that movie. But I thought I was trying to get us back on track, guys.
I just feel like at the end when they are in the Olympics and they are.
Oh,
I cry.
I don't want to spoil it.
I mean, it's like, is she a boomerang? I don't understand. I still don't understand what that final move was exactly, but it was impossible physically.
And it stole my heart. So
yeah, and mine.
Comedy. Yeah,
and I was like, yeah.
I think all of us.
I think it was a moment that we don't talk about as a society enough, frankly.
All right. Kristen, what do you got for the worst?
Our friend Lisa, we grew up with, she texted me this one. So this is for you, Lisa. A wet Band-Aid in the pool.
Oh, jeez.
Dude.
Yeah.
When she texted me that, I was like, absolutely. I remember like seeing, if I saw a Band-Aid in a pool, I was like never going back to that pool. I was all of a sudden not swimming there.
Yeah.
All.
I mean, that's the worst.
Ugh.
It is. That's gross.
That falls
into the category of gross. Gross worse. Yeah. All right, Darren, what do you got for the worst?
Okay. I got to say, and I don't know if this has been used before, but clickbait.
Clickbait, yes.
Oh, I fall into the trap so much. It'll be like, Obama slams Trump. Like, oh, I got to see what this is all about, you know? And you click on it,
it's terrible.
It's like, just like Obama said something about, tweeting today. He didn't mention anyone's name, but he slammed Trump via, you know. And it's like, no, he didn't. And why did I click on this? And now I'm buying sausages from Oscar Mayer, you know, because I clicked on it. Like, just to get me to buy something,
you're
you know?
Duped.
So, right. Pete had one
a while back, which was one of my favorite of all time.
Good.
It's the worst. Versus when you accidentally like on Instagram a sponsored post.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, when they get you.
You're like, ooh, that's a cool picture. And you're like, oh, wait, this is for Target.
Wait, listen, do you know who the king of that is? Is Diddy. I followed Diddy on Twitter, and he got me good because there was a video he posted of like him
vodka,
dancing.
Him
dancing, and he was killing it. And so I retweeted it, and then he pulls out his vodka. And I didn't wait until the end of the video. And so he got me. And then I had to tweet him like, that is a genius promo. Like, you totally
And you're
got
probably
me.
The one who's like, no, they'll never get me with ads. They'll never get
me.
Never
I'm
get
always.
Diddy got you.
Yeah, Diddy got me good.
No, Diddy's going to get you.
Yeah, if anybody's going to get
you. Everybody's got to, you know.
It's got to be right? Diddy.
All right. Let's go to Steve. Let's kick it off tonight. Steve, what's the worst, bud?
Hello.
Hello. What do you got? What's the worst tonight?
Okay, you know what's the worst? When you go to Facebook and you see it's one of your friends' birthdays, mm-hmm. and you click on the link to give them a little, you know, happy birthday message or whatever, and a solicitation for a charity donation comes up with it.
Oh, yeah, that's a new thing, isn't it? Like, yeah. you could set that to say,
I did that.
Did you?
Steve, is this? Steve? I did that.
I didn't.
You did?
I don't think I donated.
So what happens? Tell us how do you
no,
do
but
this?
It was like I didn't really care. You know, I was.
So you
like,
said instead in lieu of saying happy birthday to me,
they
just
offered
go to a charity?
It like, and they were just like, "Do you want to click on this?" And I was like, "Sure." Like if somebody wants to give money to charity, I'm not gonna be like, yeah, right. "No."
How much did you research that?
That's
though?
Gonna did piss off go, Steve. I'm not gonna
went?
Do that for the charity.
Yeah.
And
how
then
much research did you do?
Right.
Are you making sure that money's
went
going?
To,
in?
You get to pick who it goes to. Yeah. So I mean, I feel
I'm
you,
Steve.
But
I'm
also,
Steve.
You know, who cares?
Yeah, but I'm with Steve
it's
on
for
that
charity.
One. Thanks, Steve.
I mean, you kind of feel like you're bullied into it, don't you?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, I felt bullied into asking for money, but then it's also like people are starving, so you know,
because of this
be
job and
fix it.
I don't let people publicly comment on my Facebook page because a lot of people are like, you suck.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, why do I have this here?
That's what I'm doing
right now. Yeah. So I just put the hit the button one time and says you can't publicly put something on my page. So when it came to my birthday, I didn't change anything. I didn't even think about it. But when it still flashed and told everybody it's my birthday. But it didn't give them the option to put it on my public page. It said, it's just message him. And that was it.
No.
And so I got like 250 messages
that's awesome.
In Facebook. There was like, happy birthday. And the people didn't mean to message you.
Yeah.
They just went, happy birthday. They're doing
Too
like
many
they do.
Birthday messages
but I was just like,
the
and
word.
Then what do? You go, thanks? Because now it's in message, a little more formal than on your. You
right.
Know, there's not a button to hit like on it. Yeah. So you're like, what do you do?
You're like a double jerk if you don't get it back to them in the message part.
I'm so much stress over nothing. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Darren Varel, Kristen Toomey in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we've got a lot of text to get to. Playing the worst. Stay with us.
It's going down.
Playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200. Panelists Kristen Toomey, Darren Varel in studio tonight. They're both part of the Art Will Fix You, Darren's show at the Chicago Publishers Resource Center, 858 North Ashland. The opening reception is on Friday, Saturday the 9th, showcase and entertainment featuring great talent and Kristen.
Oh, great talent and Kristen. You're the worst.
All right. 312-981-7200.
I like when the staff laughs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you get that nice little laugh through the window. Right.
Thumbs up.
All right, here we go. Let's see. All right. The worst is the holidays. Okay. 7:08.
Wow.
When everybody's trying to tell you how to get the cranberries out of the can, like poke a hole in the bottom of the can or run a knife along the inside of the can, all the while four people in the kitchen are telling you how to do this while the buns are burning in the oven.
I don't eat that. So the cranberry in a can, I have never opened that. Is that hard to get out?
I guess. I
like not, suctions yeah. in?
I don't know. Why are you guys looking at me?
Well, I don't know. But like it must be like suctions.
It must be hard. Yeah, it must be hard.
You got to poke a hole in
I would trade that one in to say like, well, maybe it's the traveling during the holidays, you know, if you live in the city and your family happens to live in the suburbs and then they're like, you know, I'm going to do Christmas and you can do Thanksgiving, but we're all going to do it in the suburbs. That's kind of the worst to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, imagine if you really need cranberry sauce.
Is it I always get confused. There's the sauce that's like kind of like the relish, but then there's the stuff that almost looks like a blob.
Yeah, it's like a Jello blob.
Yeah,
or something.
Like the Jello blob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I don't really eat that stuff. But isn't that more Thanksgiving? Or
is that government issued?
Yeah. It feels like it's got the blob. It's got the blob.
Yeah.
To make sense. It's all right, 773 says the worst is when you're an Uber driver. And you're thinking, maybe I'll get one more ride, and you do it, but it takes you 20 miles from your house when you're just two blocks away from your house. Yeah. You just got money. What are you complaining about? Yeah. That's not the worst.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what were you thinking was going to happen by taking one more ride two blocks from your house? Hopefully my neighbor takes the service.
Right.
Yeah, and make a dollar. Yeah, I don't know.
I had a wedding last weekend that I went to in, Arlington Heights and Wheeling. It's the most money I've ever spent on an Uber.
Oh my gosh, how much was it?
It was like, I think both ways it ended up costing me like $85.
Oh man.
Yeah. It was crazy. I mean, altogether. And I was like, man, I just spent a lot of money. But that, you know, it's worth it not to drink and drive, right?
Right, so, absolutely. Yeah.
But it was like, wow, somebody just made a lot of money tonight.
But you also
saved like $9,000 for getting a DUI.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you got to look at it like that. Ubers are a life of shame.
But here's my question to that. In a drive that's that long, are you talking to the driver? Or do you go, you know, Chicago, it's downtown?
No, I got to say, I'm kind of a talker myself. So, I enjoy, that's kind of the thing about the art show. It's like, when we play shows in my band, I don't really get a chance to talk to people because it's loud. And we were just talking about this outside with Kristen. But at the art show, it's like, I can't wait for people to kind of tell me about their stories about stuff. What do they think about the art? Like, I don't know. It's just me.
Yeah. I like that.
But I can also appreciate if an Uber driver wants me to shut up. So,
What are the
cues? It's usually the other way around, right? Yeah, it's usually if I walk in and I'm like, oh, yeah. How's your night? Pretty good, man. And then the signal has been given, you know.
If you put your headphones on, no follow-up question.
Let's go to Wendy. Wendy, what's the worst, Wendy?
Oh, the worst is when you work an hour overtime, and it takes you an hour and a half to get home when you only live 25 minutes away.
Ugh. Ooh.
Yeah. What was happening?
Was that traffic today?
It was traffic on 294.
Today?
Yeah, that was because they had a big accident out there, like a semi went somewhere.
Oh, man. And it took you an hour and a half?
Yes, an hour and a half to get home.
So what was the point? Right. So time and a half. You broke even. You broke even. So that's good.
That's exactly what happened.
I don't think anybody in the world is going to debate you on that not being the worst. That's definitely the worst.
Yeah, that is the worst.
You really cut to the heart of this game.
Right, yeah.
You should be eating your pizza already.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is true. She really got right to we all know what that feels like. All right. Let's keep going here. Yeah, right.
I know.
The worst is spending last weekend putting up outdoor Christmas decorations only to have the winds of the last 2 days rip them all off.
That's terrible.
And now it's not 65 degrees anymore.
Yeah, so you got to go out there. We all thought we were getting, it's 60 degrees. I'll go out and do some yard work.
Right.
Now you got to redo that work in the 20-degree weather.
I saw a bunch of leaf bags just blown everywhere. You know, just like everyone's
all
hard
that work,
raking.
All that bending.
Blowing.
My lower back.
Oh,
for
God.
What?
I know.
Well, I have an inflatable snowman that blows up every morning, you know, and then it kind of waves at the people walking the street.
Yeah.
And today I made the choice. I said, you know what? It's almost like bacteria at the beach. I was like, nope, it's closed. We're not putting this thing up. It's
bacteria at the
it's
beach.
It's closed.
That's the worst.
It's the worst.
When your holiday decorations are bacteria at the beach.
Same concept.
That's your mindset right now. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Justin.
Yeah, there's the E. coli levels of this blow up frosty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. 312-981-7200. All right. The worst is trying to scoop leftover rice out of a Chinese food container without flinging rice everywhere like you're at a wedding.
Dude, rice is so hard to reheat. I mean, you really got to get You got to get the right drops of water in the right spot.
Yeah. No,
it's weird.
I don't think it's so funny because the concept of Chinese food is that you go get it and you have a lot. You're like, oh, it's going to be great. It's going to be leftovers. But a lot of that stuff just gets hardened and hard to heat up, especially the rice stuff. And you're like, what's the point?
It's like rice isn't a two-meal type of food. You know?
Yeah, right.
That's the bottom line.
That's the bottom line. All right, 312-981-7200. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a break. We'll get an update on tonight's news with Rob Martyr. We'll come back. We'll continue the second half of The Worst. We're playing for prizes, including pizza, so stay with us. All right, let's play The Worst here. 312-981-7200. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 o'clock. In studio tonight, Kristen Toomey. Hello. Let me put you on there.
Hello.
Darren Varel. Hello. Both panelists tonight are going to be part of the Art Will Fix You, the artworks of Darren Varel, which is opening at the Chicago Publishers Resource Center at 858 North Ashland. Coming up here on Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th. Kristen Toomey will be performing on Saturday, 858 North Ashland. Check it out.
Real quick, I wanted to say about that. So I found my journal, which is normally the worst when you're reading your journal from a long time ago. But I found my, 21-year-old journal, and I wrote stand-up in it, and that was way before. So I'm going to be performing the stand-up I wrote in my journal.
That's great. I didn't even know that. I'm hearing that for the first time.
Yeah. Can I just add one more thing to it that I don't know if we talked about, which I think is a very big incentive for people to maybe come? If you are of age, legal drinking age, you can come, and we have old-style beer for free of charge for you. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Free beer.
Compliments of our friends. It's supported by our friends at Old Style Beer. So we want to send a shout-out to them and say thank you. Thank you, Anthony Spina, and everybody over there involved. Please come. It'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
Yeah.
Free beer for free. Always good. Always
Everything's
good.
Free.
And diary stand-up. I love it.
You know what? I stayed true to myself. That's what I realized. I was like, I let this out.
I love it. Yeah. All right. We'll have to wait till Saturday.
Well, you're going to come, right?
I was excited. I wasn't going to come at all. I was not at all, but now I'm so interested.
See?
I'm intrigued.
I said the free beer, and then he said he was going
to
come.
The free beer had nothing to do with it. I'm like, free beer. I'll sneak my own beer in. But I want to see Kristen do stand-up for when she wrote it in her journal. How old are you?
20. And it's from 20, and then it goes over to my 21st birthday.
I love it. Okay.
But, it's really about Darren.
It's about Darren. Yay! All right, good. All right, here we go. 312 tonight says, you know what's the worst? When your kids take the Whitman chocolate sampler, literally, and sample most of the chocolates and leave those they didn't like bitten into. You bite it, you bought
it. Oh, for sure.
Betty says,
of that.
You'll bite it and put it back?
I bite it and put it back, and I only like one type, so really I don't know what I'm hoping for.
That's kind of like an amendment of the worst of people who just see stuff in your office and they're like, oh, it's free. I'm going to take it. But then it's doubly the worst when they're like, okay, I take it. No, I don't really like it. I'm going to put it back.
So you'll take a bite. You're going with a little rabbit bite when you go for it?
Yeah, I go I just nip the corner. Nip the corner, see what I'm working with. And if I don't like it, if it's pink or something, I put it back. If it's color, I put it back.
It's such the moment is so fleeting. Like, if you put the whole thing in your mouth, you're like, oh, I don't like that one. It's over in 5 seconds.
No, but it's also, it lingers if it's a bad taste.
Yeah, but it's chocolate at the end of the day.
Parts of it. Weird pink stuff that I don't know what it is, and I'm not committed to swallowing it.
There is the one mystery piece that is toxic.
Yeah, there's always that one come on, what is it, poison?
It's not like that jelly bean game where one of them is supposed to be barf taste.
That game is the worst. Those nasty...
rotten eggs or
what
something.
What is it? Bamboozled.
Yeah.
My kids had that. It was disgusting.
All right, let's keep going. 630, the worst is when your ex-girlfriend moves out while you're not home, and you return and you're reminded that it was her TV, and it was such a nice TV.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
You have been?
Well, not with the TV so much, but the moving out thing, yeah.
You've had surprise move-outs? I'm intrigued. I get those a lot on The Worst. The Worst is when I came home and all my stuff was gone. Or I'm like, really? That's a thing?
Well, I can't say I've been there. that sounds
cold,
very, very cold. Yeah. But definitely the move out. Yeah. So that is the worst, man. I don't want to see that happen to me. That's the worst.
That's the worst. Yeah. Especially if you were really looking forward to maybe checking out the Nathan For You finale or something. Oh, and you're right, like, I'm going to get home. And then the TV's gone. And that's your first thought. Then you're like, where did my fiance go?
Yeah. And then, honey, TV's gone. Looking for body warmth later.
Later. That's later.
And then you're like, she's gone later. Too?
And then you're really, really far down the bottle of whiskey later.
Yeah. There's a lot of laters and there. But yeah, right. Well, that is the worst. Yeah. Well, that's a good front runner.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a front runner.
I agree. That is pretty bad.
331 says bought $500 pair of tickets to Hamilton. The night of the show, our special needs son came down with bronchitis and double ear infection. Had to cancel the babysitter and eat the cost of the tickets.
Oh, man.
You know, you could. Maybe you can't. I don't know. I feel like just being a theater guy, and I feel like you could tell that story to the Hamilton people.
And they'd be like,
here's tickets. Yes.
Well, right? he just did, honey. He said it to you. Actually, you just said it to them.
There's a lot of worse in that story, for sure. I had Hamilton tickets on the day of Game 7 of the World Series to see my Chicago Cubs, and it was my mom's birthday present on her birthday. And my mom said, you know what, Darren?
What'd you do?
Try to sell them or just get rid of them. We're going to Wrigley Field to watch the Cubs. Aww, I was like, Mom, you rule.
That's the nicest.
I remember, wow. I'll tell a story. And
then they won.
Years ago, 15 years ago, I was super into the Bears. They had a freak year where they went to the playoffs.
2006?
2001. Oh, this was Dick Geron and Brian Urlacher and early on. And you're like, wow. But for Christmas, my wife and I at the time, my girlfriend, we got both parents together for tickets to see The Sweet Smell of Success, which is at the Schubert, John Lithgow, Brian D'Arcy James, like big thing.
Awesome.
It was at Christmas, right? But of course, schedule comes out. The Bears game is opposite the opposite time exact matinee, right? So I came up with this huge. This is before cable. This is before like DVR. So I had to like VCR tape it and everything, and I double tape. And I said, I'm going to the Broadway theater. No one's going to talk about the Bears game, right? I'll be fine, right?
No cell phones, by the way.
No cell phones at that time. So you're all good. You're like, okay, I just got to make it through, and we'll get home and we'll just shut all the doors and we'll just watch it like it's live. So everything is fine. Nobody does anything. We get to intermission, or maybe the play is over. And Brian D'Arcy James, who's a friend, he comes out. You know, he comes out afterwards, and I'm like, hey, and I introduce him to my family, and he goes, right now, Eagles 7, Bears, and I throttled him. I put my hands on him. The star of the show. There was so much stress of like my parents together and with new parents, and my wife.
That's the worst.
I lunged at him.
Oh my
gosh. The whole audience was like, the star of the show is, there's something wrong. Because I go, shut your. I'm so sorry, Brian.
Okay,
you're getting jazzed now. Look at you, out of the chair.
Pizza's awarded. You got it. Way to go. The worst.
That's the worst.
This is a good little story. All right, moving on. All right. 630 says, the worst is that I live in a town that stops selling liquor at 10 p.m. And I got to the register at 10:03 and the cashier told me. So I had to go to the next town to score.
Why can't the cashier be like, okay, look, it's 3 minutes?
I don't know.
They probably check the receipts.
Shut it down. It's probably a computer. It's like, no.
Yeah, right.
Is that what it does? Yeah. Really? That's the worst. What you just did is the worst.
Come on, I was doing a human Foley artist.
I can relate. That's the worst. You think you're going to get some beer? 10:03
cash machine.
Red alert. Red alert. Booze being sold. Red alert. Yeah, you can't.
You had a tough day. You wanted to have a drink. You can't get it because you're 3 minutes late. I can relate. I got one
for you. Just real quick. It drives me crazy, and I get very Larry David about it at the Target. But at the Target, when you buy any sort of booze and they ring it up, they scan the little scan thing on the back of your license.
Really?
They don't check the number and look at it and go, 1974, okay, you're good. They scan it, and then the computer says he's good. And I'm like, stop scanning and putting it on record that I bought this bottle of red wine from Target. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't need you to scan that
it's
I bought
it. It's bad enough
it.
I have these invisible drones following me everywhere.
Right. I don't know. I got really annoyed by that. I'm like, there doesn't mean a scan on my license. Just look at the number.
Right. Yeah.
There's no social contract for you to scan.
Yeah, now you're going to get ads sent to your house or
I feel like someone's scamming me.
You absolutely are going to, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
I know.
That stuff's true.
All right, let's go to Jasmine. Jasmine, hey, Jasmine, I haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. But I've got a worst.
All right,
what's
the worst, Jasmine?
College stuff, applying for schools, the future. I hate it.
Oh, I love that. Man, I love that.
Oh, that's
the future is the worst.
My mom wants me to, you know, do community college stuff, but it's not. I feel like it's not real school. Like you got to get the experience, you know, of 4-year school.
Well, a lot of people do the 2 years college and then they move on to the 4-year college when they're a little bit older. That's also a good
thing. That's what I did. Yeah. I had 2 years of you know, associates or whatever, and then that was supposed to go into the 4 years at Northern, but instead I just took a job.
The first few months of being a senior are hard, and I'm trying to get perfect attendance this year. So.
And it's going well so far? You got it?
Yeah, I haven't missed a day of school yet, but you know, it's those days when I don't want to get up in the morning.
It's also 10:45, so don't waste it on playing the worst.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to bed.
Tomorrow you're going to be you're gonna miss your first day because you were calling in talk shows.
I haven't heard you guys in a while, and I'm sorry about Tribune Tower.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you for that. We're moving out of here.
Tell Patty I said hi, by the way.
I will. I'll see her in just a couple minutes. Thanks, Jasmine.
Bye.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
All right, that's good. The front runner as well, the future. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, the worst is the future. That's my favorite so far. I agree. It's such a grand scale.
Perfect.
It's the best, you know, umbrella you could have.
Yeah. All right, the future. 312's got a good one. You know what's the worst? Poetry. I don't get any of it. It makes me feel dumb.
You know what? I've thought that before. Like years ago, I felt angry at poetry. Mm. And then, I thought it was dumb. But then I changed my mind. So what's this guy's name?
It doesn't give a name, just a phone number.
I can't. Nameless
one, leave your mind open. Maybe you'll change it.
I don't know. I feel like there's never been a better time in the history of poetry to be more open to it. With the way that the beat poets or even rap and hip hop, there's so much that goes into it that I feel like there's so many entry points.
Exactly.
Well, I think you have to differentiate what poetry you're talking about, right? Because a songwriter is a poet, right? You know.
Yeah, and I think that our freedom of speech is crucial, and that's a great, beautiful expression of it.
I'm just doing a backdrop.
You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I wish this was a television show so everyone could see her waving her flag right now.
There it is.
Miss America.
There it is.
God bless.
No, the song is God Bless Miss America. That's it. That is the song.
Oh, boy.
All right, Kristen Toomey, Darren Verrill in studio. All right, so we'll take a quick break, and we will come back with who's going to win this week at the worst. So stay with us. Playing the worst tonight, 312-981-7200. Kristen and Darren in studio. All right, 262 says the worst is motion sensor lights in restrooms. I don't know how many times I've had to use my cell phone to see after the lights go out.
That actually has happened to me in an IKEA in the UK.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Like the lights just go off?
And I thought for real somebody came in there and turned them off. So I got to tell you, that's the worst from experience. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, having to wave your arms around.
But that doesn't help. Well, at least in the UK it doesn't.
What do you have to do, like get up?
Yeah.
And walk around.
Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, you just said
with
it.
Your pants. With your pants down, I meant.
And then the light comes on and somebody walks in and it's a sitcom.
Yeah, and then you have your pants down. Right, I suppose you can pull up your own pants in the dark.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah. It's like George Seinfeld walking up.
Right.
Larry David's in the handicap stall. Yeah.
847 says, the worst is having to thank a friend for lending me her car and then having to tell her that a big branch fell on it. This afternoon during a windstorm.
We got a big reaction back here.
Yeah.
That was
Pete through the soundproof glass, even.
773 says, greeting, getting on a CTA bus when high school lets out.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I have a friend, Michael Robinson, who's a Chicago comic that has a great bit about that. So you should look him up, people.
All right, there you go. The worst... needing cash back from a purchase and pressing the wrong button and being denied the cash back. It's because you hit the wrong button. 312 says the worst is when you get.
I fell asleep during that one. I just like. What happened about money? Wow, cash?
No, they just when you hit show. The wrong. Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
Well, that's how.
312, the worst is
it'll
when
be just
get,
more of that sass. So you shouldn't. If you don't like that, then stay home.
That's not your brand of comedy, sass.
Go stay home.
I self sabotaged by booking you on my art show.
That's right.
See, you got to give them a little bit.
312 says the worst is when you get caught in the shirt or sweater you're pulling off. It's stuck and you're like a poor dog trapped in a cone collar.
Oh my God.
Someone else has to get the darn thing off you.
That's so true. I got stuck in a Forever 21 dressing room and it was like 127 hours. I could not get out of a dress. That I put on, I literally ended up like
cut
hulking,
your arm off?
Like no, like Hulk Hoganing myself out of the dress and like shredding it like an animal and just leaving it and getting out of there. And I was like, you know what? I'm too old for Forever 21 anyway.
The moral of the story.
The moral of the story.
That was the moment.
514 says when you meet someone you haven't seen in a while and you say, "Hey, you look great," and they say. Hey, would it kill him to just lie?
Yeah, yikes.
Yeah. And the worst is still remembering the name of every girl and a few guys who had bathroom accidents during class.
Oh.
I still have all class pictures from my 8 years of Catholic school. I can still remember 90% of their names and which ones had accidents in class. Whoa. What are you talking about,
Jerry? It sounds like you're the worst.
Jerry's like,
I'm joking, Jerry. Please don't write anything about me.
There's like folklore in like high school about that kind of stuff though. There really is.
Yes.
Remember in ours, like the 3 liter
the
bottle
name.
Thing?
Don't.
I won't say the name, but you remember people got expelled for going to the bathroom to try to like get a glimpse of this thing. There was lines around the block for it.
We went to the same high school.
214 says when you spaz out and drop a foul ball in front of your new girlfriend at the Cubs game. Really? That's in the world? Okay.
Is that the guy that had to leave?
I feel like
and moved to Florida. What was the guy's name? He dropped a foul and he
oh, Bart,
it ruined
Steve
his
Bartman.
Life. It ruined his entire life.
I don't know. I feel
it was a terrible date. Terrible date. The guy he was trying to impress a date, and it just he's changed his name.
This is a
he
new
lives
show
in.
For you. Kristen Toomey presents new or
news.
Different scenarios.
News.
Yeah.
News how I see it. News how I think it should have been.
779. Larry. Hi, Larry. Larry says the first day of a sale for an item, and I get there when the store opens, they don't have the sale product, and they offer a rain check.
Yeah, you want it now, right?
Yeah. 708 says the worst is when dad pays $185 per month for the family cell phone plan, and no one in the family ever answers their cell phone. Okay. My guess is that dad is writing that, even though it sounds like not.
Yeah, that's
a dad.
You know
complaint.
What? That sounds like sad. And it's December.
Like
we can't handle that.
I got to pay my own cell phone bill, so I don't know.
And they never answer like the phone.
Sad show.
And then the last one here, 214 says, the worst is when you get the critical alert from Microsoft.
Critical alert. Your computer's been infected by a virus.
Gosh.
Now you're going to blackmail the crap out of you.
Dude, you got to get a voiceover agent.
Please call us immediately at 1-800.
For all robots. Right? You should be Siri's voice.
I'd be a great robot.
Turn right.
All right, there we go. All right, so here's what we got to give away tonight for the top three. We've got a holiday happiness box featured by Sweet Alley's sweet and savory gluten-free treats.
And they are delicious. I'm gluten-free. Yeah. I love them.
Visit Sweet Alley's Bakery in Hinsdale and Glenview for holiday celebrations. We got one of those. And we've got a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right, so here's who's going to get the pizza. Let's go with 262. The worst is motion sensor lights in restrooms.
Yes.
I don't know how many times I've had to use my cell phone to see after the lights go out. And then the other pizza is going to go to 630 that says your ex-girlfriend moves out while you're not home. You return and you're reminded that it was her TV.
Oh, man.
All right, I like that. I mean, I don't love that, but I like the fact that they got pizzas.
And we're going to give the Sweet Alley's happiness, holiday happiness box to Wendy, who called in, who complained about overtime because she was stuck in that traffic on 294. Mm. And that is the worst.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really, and I feel bad. I was mean to the first guy.
No, you weren't mean.
What was his name, Pete?
No, not even at all.
Mike.
No, it wasn't even Mike, I don't think.
Joe.
Steve.
Steve. Steve. Nailed it.
How about
nice
that?
Nice job,
Steve.
Darren.
I guess I'm the only one who cares.
I know.
Well, all right, in Steve studio tonight was something. Darren Vorel and Kristen Toomey. Darren's art show, Art Will Fix You, is December 8th and 9th. That's this weekend, Chicago Publishers Resource Center, 858 North Ashland. The opening reception for the art exhibit will be on the 8th, but the big show is on the 9th, and the showcase and entertainment, which features Kristen Toomey as well as others. It's free to the public. You get free beer from Old Style, and Darren's work will be on display. Can't thank you enough, both of you, for coming in studio. Darren and Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.